This is a good morning.
All righty. Let's begin with this one here from our newsroom that says PC holds mega rally in Lagos today. The operation with its final presidential campaign rally today, Tuesday in Lagos, expecting Mahmoud Lead charge here in of the band. And according to the statement, the publicity secretary, APC Lagos State Chapter, others expected the rally are the APC General Chairman, Senator Abdullahi Emu, the director of PC, and plus the governor Emu Along, and all the governors. Also, LASMA, they've issued a travel advisory to Lagos and to especially around the venue of the last is advised motorists from the local area to use all valve allow to reach Kudura at Abiola to connect to the destination. Last to advise motorists from local airport to K2MI 12 to ply Kota Salt through Abiola to Obaji Jones Avenue through Ajota Interchange to K2 and connect to their destinations.
Thank you. I can't wait for this season to end because the fact that we have a high rate of unemployment doesn't mean that majority of us are layabouts and have nothing to do. The APC, especially in Lagos, during the time of Raju Fashola, had a lot of respect for people's feelings and their concerns in things like this. And that was why Fashola was born of, amongst other things, to stop the idea of street parties. Okay, then before, how could you bury your father without saying that you close the whole street? In that regard, to him at that time, was the things like this are brought to the minimum. This current government has been a free fall. You wake up one day, there's always a travel advisory. People have things to do. I don't know what value is added to, you know, because they're going to come from the airport in a motorcade or whatever it is, or in a, what's the word that they use now?
In a convoy,
not just convoy, they go to street, they're going to do street, whatever it is, all the way from Ikeja to Surulere. So I want you to imagine the bedlam that's going to take place, the traffic. It means that the whole city, the major part of the mainland, is on lockdown at a time when you don't have one of your bridges functioning, the major bridge. So I after all this, because it's too late for us to do anything about this, one of the things we must face when we do have a new government, is to stop this nonsense habit of just locking down a city and inconveniencing people. Today is a working day. Maybe it would have been better if you declared the environmental day, everybody could stay home, and then the streets are free. Because I believe, in all honesty, the politicians are so selfish, they're thinking of themselves. Because all this at the end of the day, I wonder in quantum, and in real measure, what is added to the votes of the candidates, you know, during the elections that are coming up on Saturday. I'm very angry. Very, very angry. Like I said in the beginning, the fact that you have a high rate of unemployment doesn't mean that we're a bunch of jobless people. People need to go out to hustle to do all kinds of things. I'm supposed to be paying tribute, for example, to an aunt of mine who just died. I dare not leave Victoria Land now to head for Surulere, where the function is taking place. I mean, who does that? Who does that? These things should be done at the barest minimum. They should be done only in times of national, something that is national, meaning maybe on October 1, you want to ask kind of thing. It's a public holiday. Most people will be home. Certainly not on a working day that people should be going about. In these times that things are hard, to go about, there are also some members of the political party, because they're in control, believe they can just lock down the state. And therefore, we should reject this thing. Moving on from now, we should stop this habit. We really and truly should stop this habit. I cannot remember how many advices we've gotten, you know, based on the fact that some political event is going on. Come on. Isn't it time we moved away from these things? If you don't have a rally is supposed to take place in a place where people can find their way there, not to come and lock down the whole. And usually, this idea of let us show them, you know, we are thinking is wrong. Our thinking usually is selfish. We must show them, we must show Lagos, we must lock it down, we must do this and that. These things, I hope, by the time we have a new government, we'll be able to challenge the governments and tell them that, sorry, this will not go down. It takes only one or two people to sue the party and sue the government, and let's see what comes out of it.
Let's move on to our next story this morning. We're going to start with this headline here. I don't know if we should call it a headline or something. Tinubu leads in closing poll as Obi Atiku trail. But they wrote advertorial on top of it.
Yes, I'm coming to that. If you have a copy of the paper or if you're watching YouTube, you will see in the Vanguard and in the Punch, these headlines, it looks, at sight, it looks like a headline story. This is highly unethical. It's highly unethical because what you look here at sight is, you think that it is a story that the paper wrote. And I am surprised that the paper would carry this kind of ad. You know, I'm very, very surprised. I've been the marketing director of a leading national newspaper before, and we frowned against such things. Or surrendering the whole of your cover page, that's a matter of choice. But this is very misleading and is mischievous. Because the advertorial that Sherif is talking about, if I move it further away from me, I can't see it. When I saw it this morning, I thought it was a news item. How do you sell a news item as advertorial on your front page? I don't know if you have the Punch front page here. I have it here too. Look at it. Look at the Punch. If you're on YouTube, look at it. Latest polls put Tinubu ahead of all. It's an advertorial. And this is deception. I'm highly amazed on the part of the party and the part of the owners of the paper that you would allow this deception go. Yes, advertorial is written there, is intended. I don't believe that you would carry a sensitive news item more so on your front page as an advertorial, misleading the public. Don't forget, most people read only headlines of the papers, and some of them read it from a distance. When the vendor is holding it, you quickly take a look. What do you think? I fell for it this morning. If my job wasn't to analyze what it was, I would have said that, okay, some polls have put... I don't have any problem with polls that people do. Though Sherif was pointing out this morning about some technicality of it being end polls or not. What concerns me more is this unethical thing. I call this deception. That's my feeling. That is my own feeling about this. This is deception. And I don't think any party, or indeed any paper for that matter, should be involved in things like this. Let us have ethics in the things that we do. We need to, you know, maybe all parties are, you know, someone will come up and say all parties. Yes, but I'm talking about this one. This idea of a fake bishop, and it's not helping the party. You had the issue of fake bishops, this and that. Go to the people, sell your mandate pure. Go to the people, sell your mandate pure, and give them that choice. If you have the people's welfare at heart, the people's well-being, you don't need to play some of these tricks to deceive them. You don't need to. And the media has a very big responsibility. I need to watch out for these politicians. I don't want to know how much they paid for that advert because, you know, that's neither here nor there. But we need to be very, very careful, those of us in the media. I'm going to tell my colleagues in the media, guard your news pages jealously. Jealously. Guard your news pages jealously. I don't know if that would also happen to the radio and TV. I don't know if there's a way. I hope, did we carry any news like this? And this is an advertorial.
No.
So why are you looking flustered?
No, because we carry the story as the result of the poll, as we've done with OB. There was nothing like payments for it. We didn't.
That's the point. You see, you are free to carry the news if you are convinced about it. But to now put it on your page and then say it is an advertorial, that means it was paid for.
Oh, yes, of course.
You must guard your you know, for the newspapers, you must guard your front page jealously. Jealously. This is my opinion. It doesn't necessarily mean that, nobody in total agrees with it, but I'm somebody who wants a decent society. I don't want any wuru-wuru or mago-mago in the things that we do. Sell yourself to the people. And if they want you, fine. If they don't want you, so be it. What a day.
Could the papers have carried it without it being an advertorial?
Okay, so if I'm I've been a marketing director before. I was marketing director of Next, 234 Next. we wouldn't put this on our front page. As a matter of discretion, you won't do that. The most you will probably do is carry it on the inside, and it will be so designed. It's the look that is deceptive. Do you understand? It looks like a story. It's deceptive. I wouldn't carry this on the front page. No editor, Kadaria, if you ask, I wouldn't carry this as an editor way back then. She'd frown against it. Okay, so we could carry it, and the advertorial will be bigger than this. Because what this means is you have taken responsibility for the story. You have, by implication, you have. And you cannot convince me that there's no element of deception in this.
They've written advertorial there.
Yes,
which
yes.
Which is obviously...
Yes, but look at the visual. Look at it. We know this job now. Look at it. Sorrow now?
I've asked my question. I'm okay. I'm good.
You're already in the holiday mood, I've noticed.
I want to get out of here. I need a break.
I can see. By the way, you were supposed to have lost your voice.
Yes, so I had to do a lot of, you know.
Cool. I brought something for you in a flask downstairs. I thought, but now that you're, I'll drink it myself.
What's that? What did you bring?
Palm wine, a few leaves put together, and then it's iced. I brought it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, but I don't drink palm wine.
That's what I told the person who makes it. But what you looking at? I don't want to be responsible.
I had to do. There are moments where you scream and shout.
The way it worked yesterday was that the palm wine was brought in 5 liters.
Okay.
The gentleman who was supposed to bring it for me, he stopped by at his church to put it in the boot.
Hey.
At some region church in Ogun.
Mm.
Then his members now saw the 5 liter jerry can. He next to the church. Then the debate started on whether palm wine is alcoholic or not. Or this or that or this or that. I've forgotten his name. I would have called out his name now. They were debating over Munwe. So I now got that palm wine, mixed a few things, you know, Baba Torishishi Kopo.
You know?
So you don't drink palm wine at all?
No, I don't.
It's a natural drink.
I had to.
Well, the boot is a natural. The boot is natural gas. Grass.
Sorry. Let's go to the... stay with this paper, Vanguard. Mm-hmm. Naira redesign mops up 1.8 trillion naira from currency outside banks.
Yeah, these figures don't concern me, but I'm actually now getting worried. I'm now getting worried about where we are now. And we would, much as the president had a good intention and so on and so forth, I think it's time that he does something extremely drastic. Drastic. I'm not insisting on the 1,000 naira notes or whatever coming back. That, for me, is not the solution, because it would defeat the whole purpose. We would have suffered in vain. But surely there is something that can be done, at least making the 200 naira notes available. And so we ask yourself, you have a mint close by. How long does it take the mint to produce a new set of 200 naira notes that the public can avail themselves of? I think the president needs to look into that very quickly. The rate of suffering is so bad. I hear, as at this morning, that 1,000 naira is going for, is it 150? It's going for about 150 or so, 1,000 naira.
If you want to take 1,000?
Yes, from those who are selling currency.
Yeah.
I think you have to be knocking off about 150 or 200.
No way.
Yes. It's between 150, depending on where you are. And we can't continue like this.
No, we can't.
We've almost been pushed to the limit. I understand the president's position, what he wants to achieve, he will achieve. But people are actually suffering down there. But let me also use this opportunity to appeal to people that hitting the streets is not going to bring the naira back to your pocket. Do not make yourself, do not let these politicians use you for their own. Look at what happened in Ogun State. It is said that the governor was distributing old 1,000 naira notes. Where did he find them?
The old notes.
Yes. How did he get them? Well, Ogun State government shouldn't really have a vault of cash. All their funds or whatever, I would assume, should be banked. So Where is he getting those 1,000 naira notes? Are we now not seeing evidence of what the president is saying? That's a question we need. Secondly, with what I saw on, was it Arise, a recording of somebody giving them money and asking them to vote for the governor or whatever it is, as vote buying itself not started. We need the authorities like INEC to look at these critical areas and make an example of certain persons, no matter who that kind of person is. That is when we know that we have a law. A law that has not been tested is no law. In reality, you need to make an example of persons. And I will then ask, given people old 1,000 naira notes at a time when they are no longer valid, whether the state governor thinks that or not, isn't that one unfair? Isn't it unfair? If you wanted to give them money for soccer and whatever, why don't you give them the new notes?
Well, he had threatened some days before that Sunday.
He doesn't have that power. It's all politics and theatrics. You don't have power over monetary policy.
No, he had threatened banks. The banks shouldn't stop collecting.
He can't do that. He doesn't have the power.
The same thing Ganduje did. The same thing LFI did.
They don't have that power. They're playing politics. Have you forgotten that banks, for starters, where they are, the banks that they have, they're just branches. They take directions from the head office. They don't have that power. And they should know it. It is important that we don't fall victims into the hands of these people, just because we think, oh, they are for us. Personally, I don't think they are for anybody but themselves. Personally, that's my view. If another video that I saw of a governor who had been owing for 6 months, he now decided to pay them in cash in the old Naira notes.
Just like that.
Isn't that a wicked act? If I want to give money to somebody now, surely I'm not going to give him old Naira notes and give him another headache as to where he's going to take. He might not even be able to change it. And we have lost sight. We have lost sight of what is actually going on. The issue of changing of money should be knocked out. You were given 3 months plus to do that. The issue is availability of current money. They are two separate things. But it's been muddled up. From November last year, you've been told that these monies will no longer be valid. And if you had a legitimate reason for having the money, within 3 months you could have gone to change. Why would you be caught with so much old 1,000 naira notes at this point in time? What have you been doing since November? We've lost track of that. The major problem is new notes. Let me go to the bank, put in my ATM and collect my money, or let me collect it across the counter.
Another major issue is even the banks that are dispensing now,
yes,
both the old and the new notes, reports that I got this morning said they are not actually giving more than 5K per withdrawal.
So this still means
that people don't have full access, full complement of their money.
Our newspapers, who are the ones who are charged with the investigative journalism, should have given us a solution to that. Because the two questions to ask is, has there been a reduction in money supply? Or have some people been hijacking the money from the ogres at the top? Meaning that, okay, if the money supply just hypothetically was 5 billion, do we have some elites who have the whatever it is,
yeah,
and can swipe away 4.5 billion and bound the other 500 million to the Philistines to fight over? Somebody should be telling us something. And if that is the case, by now the government should have made an example. It's not just for the president to announce that we will look and we will do. No, do so. You have the power of your investigation, unless you are not well structured. You have the power of investigation to do these things. So by now, you should be telling us if it is sabotage or if it is that the money supply has been reduced. If that is the case, give us the reasons and let us know. But to see people fighting every day, even on Sunday, evening, people are just loitering the ATMs, hoping that a bullion van will show up. There is a limit to which we can continue.
There was a large-scale destruction at Sagamu yesterday.
Yes. Well, again, with those, some of these disruptions, I believe, are sponsored by governors.
By governors, or by politicians, in some cases.
That is my belief. Because I believe that these people are extremely desperate. I tell you this, Sheriff, we got reports. I don't know whether it's true or false, in this days, you have to put it in balance. That a particular party, the money they took to campaign in one place and dropped in one Oba's domain and so on and so forth, it was there, we got the report, had the wrapper of a bank that had been dead for close to 7 to 8 years. That he had, that was a, you know.
Yeah.
You can't convince me that these people haven't snatched up money. Governor Abiodun should come and tell us the one old 1,000 naira notes he was distributing. Was it from the vault? Where was it being distributed from? He might have an answer. I'm not faulting him on that. The other gentleman who hadn't paid salaries for 6 months, Oshumefa, for 6 months, suddenly now pays them in old currency. Omo, we should be happy that this is not like a Middle East country.
Do you suppose that it's high time we cancelled immunity for governors?
Oh yes, we need to review that policy. But you see, who is going to do the review at a time when they even know there's a fight going on for senators to have
immunity?
You see, the immunity in the law is done in good faith and good purpose because you expect a minimum behavior from whoever is in that position, but recent times have shown that there might be a need to review. I mean, you find a governor in video, he's stuffing his pockets with dollars and everything. You can't do anything just because. Or even in personal cases, somebody comes up and says, you are my daddy, you are not my son. And you say you can't do a DNA because of immunity. And we need to look at those things very, very well. We do need to look at the issue of immunity very, very well.
Let's take another story from the Vanguard newspaper. This one says, my political ambition not worth blood of any Nigerian, Atiku tells Rivers stakeholders.
I wish the other politicians would say this. And Atiku, he blew my mind with this, to be very honest. He blew my mind with this. And I wish the others, they will not just state it, they will show it. At the very least, this shows somebody who has concern for the people of his country. When he now says, my political ambition not worth the blood. Remember that Atiku didn't campaign in Port Harcourt. Rather than, you know, some other politician would have said, I want it to be a show of force. I'd arm people with cudgels and whatever. Atiku decided, because let's look at this things critically. Yeah. After all this is over, we're going to have maybe a week-long session with certain persons and ask ourselves, what really is the effect of these rallies? Have the people or three quarters of those who are there, are the converted? In any case, you're preaching to the converted. You probably paid them to be there. So what does the optics mean to the ordinary person that is worth all this? So I am happy that Atiku says this, but I also hope that he means it. But he has shown a bit of that by deciding not to go and campaign in Port Harcourt, where he thought probably Wike would be waiting for, you know, with whatever it is. And I give him kudos for that. It is true that you need to struggle and fight and do whatever it is to gain power, but not at the expense of the owner. At the end of the day, it's all vanity, really. I had one candidate saying, you must fight for it, you must grab it, you must do this, you must do that. Yes, but remember that there are human beings involved. And every life in any community, no matter how small it appears to you, every life is important in any community.
Right. Let's begin to pack our bags and leave this morning, because this is where we would stop it.
Why are we going? What's wrong?
Because our time is up.
Oh, no, my own time is not up.
Our time is up
on the show.
Yeah, on the show.
You have to be very careful.
It's not. It's
not.
No. It's not now. It's not now at all. It's not now.
Let me quickly condolence message to my family. You know, my auntie who died, Mrs. Makoju. We are supposed to do the seventh day prayer today. I think it will hold. Unfortunately, I won't be there for security reasons. My condolence to the whole family, the Ali and Makoju families.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.
He's back at 9 for Daily Digest. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Let's bring you the news. When we return from the news, let's talk Naira redesign and its impact on elections. Lester Wilcox and Liberal Soshoma will be joining me.
I know everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith. As I dey hustle every day, I'm all on they look face. But I know say one day I go make her. Yes, I know say one day I go blow. We move, we move, we move, we move, we move. We move, we move, we move, we move, we move. Yeah, yeah. Cause I know say one day I go make her. Yes, I know say one day.
Turn that fear into victory. What are we doing today?
wait. Remember our guy, Femo. What?
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those. Those that need to be fired, they're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.